the big proof to bring a cell phone. Okay, good evening, shall we continue the Rambam, Hilchos Shchita, Perek Vav, Halachat Hesvav, Chapter 6, Law 15. We're talking about the intestines of an animal, and we've talked about the various trephes in them. Now another scenario, an unusual case. What if you slit the body, the skin of the animal while it's alive, for whatever reason, and now all the intestines, it's still alive, and just go out of the body. They're hanging out of the body. They're all connected, but they're just outside of the body. So that's tesvav. B'nei me'ayim shiyotz lachutz. If the intestines, they're going outside the animal's body, but no hole has come into them, muteris, and now you check the animal afterwards, there's no problem, because there's no, animal could live like that for years, with the intestines hanging out like that. However, v'him nishapku, but if they turn upside down, in other words, the lower intestines get turned up to be higher, and the higher lower, etc., etc., the hole comes into it. Trefa, it's a trefa. Why? It's not possible for the intestines to flip back. I don't know why. And it's not able to live that way with the intestines flipped around. I don't know the exact logistics there, but that's the halacha. Okay. Now we move on to the colon. Tesayin. Hamei ha'achro.
The colon, not the semicolon.
The last parts of the intestine system. Shehu shava, it's straight. Veinbo ikum, and there's no curves. Vehu sharei yotzei min ha'evrim. That's where the excrement comes out from the back hole of the animal. Now that vehu davuk, and it's attached bein ikar yochem, between the primary parts of the two thighs. Hu anikra, that's called the chalcholes. That's called the colon. Okay, so you have the colon. Imnika b'mashu, if the smallest hole is in the colon, even trefa kishar meyayim, it's trefa like any other of the intestines. Even if there's fat on top of that hole, as we said before, sometimes it else, but here will not protect it. Okay, so it's trefa no matter what. Once that's one hole there. But Matt, when do we say this? Shenika v'chal beten. When the hole is facing the cavity of the stomach area. But if the hole is in the area where it's attached or next to the thighs, then muteris, then it's okay, because the thighs will support it and cover up the hole. As a matter of fact, even if you remove a whole part of the colon that's connected to the thigh, but the thigh is still covering it, it's going to be muteris, allowed to eat it. As long as in an ox there's at least four fingers left to the side of the colon, that's okay. Ox is a big animal, so four fingers is a lot of space, but a smaller animal would require less space to not be totally cut off. All right, so now we've been talking about bovines, I think that's the word, right? The cow's a bovine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who have four stomachs. But now what about chickens? Chickens do not have the same system that cows have. And, for example, you could take a look at this fine chicken over here. All right. Here is everything ripped out of the chicken over here, starting from the head, the esophagus. From the esophagus, we have here the zephec, which is the crop. And then from the crop, it moves all the way to the corcoran, which is the gizzard. And I think that's also the pupik.
I was going to ask what
that's the pupik.
Yeah. My boobie used to make
this. They call it the halakha curcumin. This once was a great rabbi who's learning about curcumin. He's learning for years, so somebody said, you know, the curcumin is a pupik. Because he knew what a pupik was, but didn't associate it. So he says, oh, this is the halakha curcumin. This is the holy curcumin we've been learning about. So anyway, so it's basically the two areas of digestion. That's the two we're going to talk about now. So the sefek is right by the esophagus here, and then it travels along to the crop of the gizzard, which has different membranes, a red and a white membrane. Okay? That's basically what we need to know. So that's the digestive system as opposed to the cow that's got all the stomachs. So with that little introduction, we'll be able to do Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Ha'of. The bird, ein lo kares vohemsel vesikosis, doesn't have the type of intestines as we've been discussing with the animal, with the bovine animals. Avayeshlo, connect them, but they have other things as opposed to that. Number one is the zefek. That's the crop. That's the upper digestive tract. The kurkuban and the gizzard, or the lower intestinal digestive tract. Now, all the trefas that we listed before by animals, behemoth, is the same thing for chay, the same thing for oaf. They have the same general rules, although there's different body parts, will apply the same rules. And therefore, similarly, v'zefek, shenikav, gago. Now, the top of the zefek, the top of the crop, right, the top of the crop, that area up there, that's called the ceiling, but it means the top. Trefa. It's a trefa even with a little bit. Why? Because since this, the top, like right here at the top, it's right next to the esophagus. So therefore we treat it like an esophagus. And the esophagus, what makes a trefa? A mashahu. Any amount of a hole makes the esophagus. So it's like the extended esophagus, as it were, the top roof of the crop. And therefore, that it makes a trade for just one little dot over there. Ve'ezu gagashol zefek. Now, where is this roof of the zefek? Zeshi yimosach imavesha. That will extend with the esophagus. Kishiyarachov savar. When the chicken extends its neck, so the crop will be the part that will extend. So that may even be like over here, but it's very close to the esophagus. Avol shara zefek shenifkaf. But the rest of the crop that gets a hold, mutter, and here is a little difference, we're more lenient here than by other animals. By other animals, it would be treif right away, but here, for this area, the zefek, we're not as strict. Now we go from the crop to the gizzard. Now, yudches, shnei kisim yesh bakurkabin. There are two membranes that cover over the gizzard. Hachitzon adam, there's an outer membrane, and that's red. Kamo basar, almost looks like flesh. Vapnimi, and the inner membrane is lovan kamo'or. It's white like the, like, hides. So now, what if nikev zeh below zeh? What if one of the two membranes gets a hold in it, but only one? The muteris, it's still kosher. Achyinak fushnem b'mashu. Until both of them, both, get a little one, a little hole through both of them. However, they gotta be, aligned with each other. However, what if there's a hole in both of the membranes, but they're not opposite each other? Then, mutar, the animal is still kosher, because it's still a covering there. So now we move from this to the tchol, to the spleen. Okay. Now, yutes. Hatchol, the spleen, now we're talking now of an animal and not a bird. There'll be different halachas for the spleen of a bird than that of an animal. Hatchol eino mino evarim shenikivasim b'mashu. Although we listed 11 body organs before that a mashu, any amount, will make it puzzle with a hole, the spleen was not mentioned because it doesn't become trait for the mashu, generally speaking. When the rabbis listed all the organs that will make the animal trait, they didn't list the spleen, a hole in the spleen, as making it trait. Ella, what we say, and this is the reason it didn't. Not that a hole wouldn't make a treif, but the reason it wasn't listed because it doesn't have the same uniformity as the other ones. What do we mean? Eliyeshul nekev shalo shir sheina shav bakula. It has an amount that's not equal to the other ones. Throughout the body. In other words, when you look at a stomach, the whole stomach has the same law. One hole, no matter where, it makes a treif. Here, the halacha is going to be different, therefore it doesn't mention this. Let's just get a quick picture of that, so you get a quick idea.
Sorry, but didn't we have the spleen in the cow as well?
Yeah, no, but back to the cow now.
Oh, we're back to the cow.
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. We left the chicken, and we're in the cow, or forever. Let's get a picture of the spleen. Okay, it's like 41. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, this purple thing here is the spleen. See, it's narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. All right, that's maybe you need to know about the spleen. Okay, now here's the halacha. Ketzad, what do we mean that it's not uniform? Hatchol rosha echad eva. The tchol, the spleen, one side is very thick, vasheni dak kibriya saloshin, and the other side is as thin as a tongue. All right, so now it depends where the hole was. If there's a hole in the thicker part, nekev mufulash, if it's a hole that's through and through, both through and through, then treva makes it a treva. V'imnikev nekev she'enufus, but if on that thick end it's not through and through, imnishar tachtav ka'avi diner shozov, if there's enough of the spleen underneath the hole, that's the size of a dinar of gold, the thickness of a dinar of gold, mutar, it's still kosher. If there's not that enough size, then it's considered as if it's a through and through, even though it's not through and through. Pachas mikan, there isn't the amount of a dinar thickness left. It's like it's through and through. Avonikav hadak, but what if the thin part of the spleen has a hole? Share, it's always kosher. That's why it wasn't listed. Not to say there aren't trephis in it, but it's not a uniform trephis. It depends what part of the spleen. Similarly, you'll see another difference in the spleen in a minute. Chaf. Now a general rule. Kol Aver Sham Ruchamim Bo. Any of the organs where the rabbi said the following. Shimnikev Vemashu Trefa. Wherever they said a particular organ, that a mashu, any amount of a hole, makes a treif. We have a new law. Kach, similarly, in other words, wherever we say a hole of a mashahu makes a treif, we'll say the following. Imnital Kol. Well, the entire organ is removed. Trefa. It will also be a trefa, because that's no worse than a hole. It's just a really big hole. Okay? I mean,
with the organ you use.
This is where you can use the Kal V'chomer. Okay? You have one little hole. I mean, it's just a hole's worth is missing. And it's trefa. Now what if I'm missing the whole thing? Pardon the pun. Then it's more than a hole. It's a bigger hole. It's a whole hole. Right? So then that's also trefa. Okay? Bein shenita l'chol, it doesn't matter if it happened through sickness, or biyoto, or a person cut it off. Bein shenivra, because I was born without it. Okay, now I figure I was born without it, but so that's the natural way for it, but it doesn't have a birth defect, that it probably won't live out the year.
If it couldn't live with a little hole in it, it's not going to live without it.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Now, here's an interesting halacha. It's a counterintuitive halacha, but maybe not so counterintuitive. What if it has two of those same organs? Two stomachs, two spleen, well not two spleens, two hearts, two of any of the digestive system things. Two of them. You figure two heads is better than one. Looky over here, we have a rule, a very famous rule, which goes, I lost the place, treif, it's treif, here's the rule, shekol ha-yeser kenotel hu-choshev. Whenever you have extra, extra is as if it's equal to missing. If you have an extra one, it's as if the primary one is gone. In other words, as if both of them were removed, and it becomes a trade because it's missing anything. Now, I guess the logic would say is like this. You know, for example, I'm just suggesting, let's say you want to plant crops. You want to plant trees. If you put two trees next to each other, what's going to happen? Mamish next to each other. They're both going to be sucking out nutrients, not enough for anybody, right? And you say, well, it's better to have two trees than one. Well, not if they're that close together, right? They're going to be taking one for the other. Or Siamese twins, you know, could have similar issues. So I'm saying if you have Siamese organs, they're probably taking away from the other, so eventually they're both going to rot away. And that's the idea. So more is not better in this situation over here. Kesed, let's have an example. Let's say one of the intestinal organs or the gallbladder is removed, or anything similar to that. In other words, any other body organs that any little hole will make a trefa. It doesn't matter if it's a bird or an animal. Trefa, it's a trefa. Now we'll go further. What if there's two gallbladders or two organs in the digestive system? Is there anything similar to that? Is all treif. Now here's the exception again by this tachol, the spleen. Oh, nital hatchol. What if the tachol, the spleen, was removed? If two of them are there, muteres, that's allowed, because remember, it wasn't part of the original list. It wasn't from the list of the ones that is across the board, any kind of hole, no matter where, makes a trach. So since it was off the list, that it's not just a hole anywhere, and also, it seems that, well, it could have some real holes, and it's not trach at all. So therefore, the fact that it's missing, you see that there was going to be lenient by that as well. And I guess it would live. And we know if you remove a spleen, I think you can live. right? So that's I think when they were in the old days, in the real days of the Olympics, long ago, the racers, the runners, where they'd run, they'd cut out their spleens
to reduce their weight.
No, because it wouldn't hurt. When you're running, after a while, what's hurting you? Your spleen's hurting you. I don't know why, but there's a reason for it. So your spleen hurts, it makes it harder to run. But if you cut the spleen out, the guy will never feel any hurt. I mean, they may die when they're finished with the race, but they win, at least they'll win the race, and that's what's important, right? Okay. Halacha Chaf
Aleph. The very beginning we learned that we made a trick because it wouldn't last a year.
So all these cases are won't last, that's what we're saying.
If the animal was born with one of these extra...
It won't last a year.
But if it did, and you went to check
it wouldn't matter. It's a general rule, so that even though it's an exception, it doesn't matter. If it becomes a freak or different, it doesn't matter. The rule is it's treif. Finish. That's the rule. Even if, even that chicken, right? Headless Joe, what did he say? It really was true. I saw it in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
The headless chicken.
It was born. It was born with, what was it? It was born without a head. It was born without a head and lived for 2 years. Still is a treif chicken. Doesn't matter. That's the rules. Okay, Kabbalah.
So, Rabbi, if you were able to remove one of the double organs, so then it only had one organ.
I don't think it would be allowed. I still don't think it would be allowed. Because it was born, it had it originally.
So even though you don't have a competing organ?
It's as if, I was giving you some theory, but Chazal was saying it doesn't matter. They probably would make it low plug anyway. They would make a distinction anyway. Because then if you do that, the people will always eat it with two, right? So. Right. Okay, Chaf Aleph. Hame'i ha-yeser shetitaref ba-ha-behema hu ha-yeser mitchilosa ad-sofo ad shenimtsu shnei mayayim zebitz ad-ze mitchilav ad-sof kimi-of. We're talking about the extra intestine or the extra organ that makes the animal treif in a behema. The extra has to be completely extra, meaning from the beginning until the end. In other words, let's say you have two maws or two whatever, two rumens or any of these reticulums or whatever. If you have two, it's got to be two complete side by side from beginning to the end. Okay? Then we're saying just like the intestines of a bird or whatever, let's say where we gave you the picture over here where we showed you already on 42-43, like this whole thing, a whole long extra thing, it's got to be from beginning to the end, completely extra, totally side by side, like two, like the 407 and Highway 7. Like parallel, like for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Two completely extra ones. Oshaya hamiyose kaanaf mibat. Or the extra one is like a branch off of the main tree. In other words, you could have a tree, grows like this, and you have a branch, makes a left turn, you got a whole surface. So it doesn't have to be side by side, it could be just a branch off, but a complete branch is coming up. That's what we're saying, extra is no good. It's totally separated. It doesn't matter if it's a bird or an animal. It's the same halacha. But what if it reconnects before the end of the highway? Let's say you had an extra thing comes out a little bit and then comes back in instead of going the whole extra part, just a little bit away, and it reconnects before it's finished with the other one being complete on the other side. So Vanasa Echmishne Roshov, and it becomes one of the two heads, Vareshne moved on by himself. In the middle part is separated, but the beginning and the end is without the whole comparing. The beginning of the extra one, the end of the extra one is not as far out as the beginning and the end of the original one. So then Harezum Muteres, it's permitted, Vein Kan Yeser, and there's nothing considered extra. Okay. I think for tonight we'll just stop over here, end of the parak. We now move in, the next parak, its own parak, is the lungs. Alright, so we'll start that.